Last week on Let's Go Zojo.
Yes, we can play Skip-Bo again. Okay, Zojo, I don't have the emotional bandwidth nor the time to do this right now.
Introducing Otterly. Otterly is an all-analog multi-LFO module from Expert Sleepers that offers deep and flexible modulation in a compact size. At its core, Otterly delivers four LFOs with different speeds derived from a bass frequency control and spread function. Turning the spread knob clockwise expands the difference in speed between the channels, while turning the speed knob increases the bass frequency of the LFO array. This intuitive two-knob function is a powerful way to create modulation curves which are musically related to one another, or mix signals to create a polyrhythmic complex LFO. So if you need modulation sources, Otterly delivers a flexible palette of related waves ready to add movement and texture to any parameter of your patch. With a solid baseline functionality and a handful of quirky tricks, Otterly from Expert Sleepers is sure to get your patch moving and grooving. If you want more information on Otterly, please visit Expert Sleepers online. Link in the show notes. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Podular Modcast. My name is Tim Held, and this week we're going to do something a little different. It's going to be a variety show of sorts, most of which will be me showing you some cool modules that I've got recently and getting a little more in depth and kind of getting to know them with you as I'm recording and as I'm messing with them. Let's get into it. This week's featured artist is Macro Micro from Los Angeles, California. The track is called Click for More Content, and the album is called Clicks. Link in the show description. If you would like to be a featured artist on Podular Modcast, send your submission to podmodsub@gmail.com. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again to this week's featured artist, Macro Micro. Link to their album Clicks in the show description. If you would like to be a featured artist, send me a short bio and a WAV file of your favorite track to podmodsub@gmail.com. We're going to talk about a handful of modules today. I built a big patch using all of them, and I think I'm going to actually start with just playing you the patch and then go through how I'm using all of them. But what am I going to be using? The Catalyst sequencer from 4MS, having a lot of fun with that. Been talking about the Neo Trinity from Bastille for the last couple weeks. Gonna definitely use that in the patch. And then these two gems, the Chord Pilot and the Polycinematic from Nodula.
Podular Modcast will be back in just a moment.
Man, I suck at whistling. Hello? Hey. Yeah? Are you serious? No, I saw it there too, so it's definitely gone. Yeah, I know who has it. Yeah, I'll give him a call. Yeah, I'm gonna call him right now. I'll call you back as soon as I talk with him. All right, bye. Hey Zojo, it's Tim. Can you give me a call back at your earliest convenience? Oh shit, you're calling me. Hello? Yeah, hey. So Hannah just called me. And yeah, she's doing well. I'll tell her you said hi. But yeah, she called me and said that when she went to get Skip-Bo out to play with the family members, that it was gone. So, well, you know, it is a little bit weird timing, so. Dude, just be straight with me. I know you have it. No, it's fine. Just, can you bring it back? No, we can't play it when you come over. Just, we need it. We're going to hang out with family. I told you, we had a bunch of family plans. Yeah, we can hang out. Dude, just please bring it back before Hannah gets home. That would be really nice. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm not mad. I'm just frustrated.
And now back to Podular Modcast.
I mean, I love Skip-Bo. It's a fun game. If you haven't played it, I highly recommend going down to the nearest game store and picking it up. It's probably like between $7 to $12 maximum. But I just don't understand how somebody who calls themselves a friend, who you have opened up your heart and life to, could sneak into your house right after you were talking about needing him to go, basically, and steal the very thing that is the foundation of the connective tissue of the relationship. If you've been into modular, you know, for more than a few months, then you've definitely heard a lot of, you know, people who you may view as experts, which I'm not saying I'm one, but I've talked to a lot of people who I think are experts. And there's truth to this. It's not about having the new and latest popular or, you know, whatever modules, you know, just try to do what you can with what you have. And there's definitely truth to that because these ultimately are tools for your creative expression. However, selecting the right tools for your brain and workflow is extremely important. You know, something I wanted to do for the longest time was be able to play an entire set with 7U. You know, something that I really wanted to do for the first couple years of, something I really wanted to do was create sets that, you know, I could play for 30 minutes, on a 7U 120 HP case. And I had the hardest time with that for so long. But now that I've got, you know, a bunch of these modules that we're gonna talk about today, I feel pretty confident that I could build that set in, you know, maybe not this small of a pod, but maybe like a 60 HP 4MS pod. And yeah, I would be leaning very heavily on digital. In fact, all of these modules that I just talked about are digital. And a couple of them are also multifunctional, like super multifunctional. So if you're okay with the digital thing and the multifunctional thing, then it can be done. You just have to have the right tools. And something that I learned way too late, and if you've been listening to the show long enough, you've heard me say this many times, and it's one of those things where I kind of wince at the thought of it, because I sound naive or ignorant, which I think there was a level of that, but I was also exploring things. Anyways, I've talked a lot about how I don't really use sequencers. That is a thing of the past. But if you want versatility within a small system, a powerful sequencer that you can gel with workflow-wise is absolutely 100% essential. So if you're new to the show and you haven't heard me say that, and then you go back in time, then just know that future Tim has learned. Anyways, let's get into this jam. The brain of the whole thing is the Catalyst sequencer from 4MS. And even though 4MS is a sponsor of the show and I've worked with them for a number of years, they're not the ones who sent me the Catalyst sequencer. It just kind of arrived. I later found out that it was an apology gift from a certain friend, but it was a pretty cool gift. I couldn't say no when Zojo asked if he could stick around and like watch me jam with it for a little bit. So you're gonna see him in the background being a little weirdo, but anyways, let's check out this jam. Thank you.
All right, we are going to go through the Catalyst sequencer. I'm using the 4MS DIY sampler. Here I'm scrolling through some old drum samples from my pre-modular days. And I'm gonna plug in the first channel. They're all gates triggering the sampler. So I'm gonna take the second channel and use a sequence to move the sample bank around. So now I'm just scrubbing through there. So I got a little beat going. And you can use the scrub while you're playing. It's a little sloppy here in this demonstration. And then I'm gonna use the Neo Trinity and put a quantized pitch CV into the length as well as the pitch. And get some cool glitchy stuff like that. And I was doing that a lot in the patch earlier. And then I was running the sampler into the Cubit Mojave to give extra weirdness. So here I'm gonna add some ratchet now to my steps. And because these are samples that aren't just one hit, they're like drum beats, the starting position and everything, there might be some misfires basically with the ratchet if it's really fast and say, you know, the starting point of the sample is kind of an empty space. But you know, that's 100% on my placement of the sample and not the sequencer. And then there's all sorts of options. So here I'm just gonna change the length of the sequence. Do a little tap, get different tempos. And now I'm gonna randomize a little bit here. So basically with the shift button, and then all of the sequencer channel knobs, they all have like this secondary function. So you can change the length, the direction, and the, you know, clock division or multiplication, randomize, super, super fun module.
Podular Modcast will be back in just a moment.
Well, it's a pretty cool tote bag, eh? Oh, what's in here? 3 buttons. These are some PodMod buttons. Now, you may notice that the graphic on these buttons is a little small for the actual size of the button. That's why I order samples like these. I went in and fixed that so they will look cooler. And if you're like, hey, that's a big button. I like buttons, but I don't want that one because it's just too big. There's smaller ones too, over at podularmodcast.com/store.
And now back to Podular Modcast.
Now we're gonna go through the Polycinematic from Nobula. This thing is so cool. It has like pretty much everything you need is built right into it. So here I'm pressing the trigger button to get it going, and there at the top I'm messing with the envelope. And there is an octave and fifths knob here on the left, and then in between, like, no octave fifths and octaves, there's some weird in-betweens. Let's get some really cool detuned stuff. There's a built-in reverb that's really great. I just think it sounds so good. Also has a built-in filter, which is a three-mode filter, actually. So we can go to a low pass here. There is CV control for that filter, or you can use the envelope built into it. There's all sorts of really cool waveforms on it as well. So I'm going to turn the filter down here. Now let's check those out. So those are the three main sounds there, and then they each have three different modes. The Chord Pilot brings a whole new level of control and fun with the Polycinematic. So the bottom switch there is arpeggio, orbit, or chord, and then depending on what mode you have there, it's going to determine how the gate input reacts. So here it's just circling around all the presets. There's a strum and a bass note knob on the lower left and right hand side of the module, and those functions change depending on where that lower switch is. So there we have arpeggiator. So you can just program in your arpeggio to each button. You can play them by pushing them. You can send MIDI or CV to control those. There's a modal button. This conform button I'm turning will change what kind of chord you're playing. So right here, you can basically build all these chord progressions and just use the button to play them, which is amazing. Super fun. Here's a case where the strum and the bass note knob are just actually, because it's in orbit mode, it's going to just change the behavior of how the module is going through those different chord presets. I really like this organ sound. So yeah, you basically, with that conform knob, all the way to the right is going to be kind of your major happy sounding chords, and then all the way to the left is going to be some dark, dreary stuff. But yeah, it's a really deep but super navigable module, and you may notice that I'm not really using MIDI. The only MIDI cable I'm using is from the Chord Pilot to the Polycinematic, but I wanted to show that these modules are certainly not just for people who use MIDI within their system, because you can use these with CV and, or as you can see, just you can play them by hand, which is super fun. And you could use the Chord Pilot with other modules that accept MIDI. So check them out. Thank you.
All right, that's our show. Thank you so much for coming back to Podular Modcast. Links to everything we talked about in the show description. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can head to patreon.com/PodularModcast or head over to PodularModcast.com and get one of these here sweet tote bags. I think there's red straps and green straps and blue straps. I forgot all the colors, but there's a bunch. This week's secret word is tote. Until next week.
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Skidmore? Yeah, I'm all right. No, nothing like that. But I am actually calling because I'm curious. Where was it that you said you met Zojo again? I thought he came into the friend group through you. No, it wasn't us. No, it definitely wasn't Chainsaw. Maybe McCluskey, but I don't... No. I mean, it's nothing real serious, and don't say anything, because I just don't want any drama. Wait, how did you know that? Are you fucking serious? What the fuck? Wait. If he hasn't given your copy back, then why did he steal ours?